We're up to Rav Kuf Nun Ches Amid Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Sorry?
George would have left this
stuff. Oh. You know why he loves it? Because you see, this is the famous saying in the Gemara.
No, generally, you know.
This has one beautiful saying that you should always remember, which you always do. But this is the Makkah. Stranded in the middle of nowhere. This is something. Zog the Mishnah. Nofal Habayis Olov V'al Ishtoi. So what happened? Previously we had the house fell on him and on his father, right? And the question is, who's what? Over here, it fell on him and on his wife. Now, the Yosheh Balaimim, the Yosheh of the husband say, Isha Meser, Isha, the woman died first, so therefore the husband Yashin, everything that she had as well.
And they'll get from him.
Yeah, and they'll get through the husband, through their brother, whatever it is. The Yachach Meser Bal. Yosha Isha, I mean the Yosha of the Isha say Baal Mesisha name. The husband died first. The Akka Mesisha. So even though the wife doesn't yash the husband, whatever she brought into the marriage is still hers. Now a woman has three things. There's the Ksuva, there's Nichse Maloig, and there's Nichse Tzoyim Barzel. The Ksuva she didn't collect yet. Nichse Tzoyim Barzel are hers all the time, just to pay to go to the husband. So she never left her shoes. But Nichse Tzoyim Barzel all the way around. Nichse Tzoyim Barzel is where you fix the asset at the time, and the husband therefore has to reimburse the wife when she leaves the marriage that price. So the property itself is transferred to the husband's rishus, and the husband can even sell it because he took a chayis. So you have nichtet tzoyim barzel, nichtet maloig, and you have ksuba. So what happens here? Beis Shammai Emrim Yachleiku. Beis Shammai says that you divide half and half. Between, since we don't know who, which is Safik. Safik, same before. Safik, Maman Amut, Safik, Chelkin. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel says, Nechassim Beches Kassim. That the Nechassim all remain in their Chazaka where they were, the Cheskas Marikama, to where they were till now. Ksuva is Becheskas Yoshebal. The Ksuva is the Cheskas Yoshebal. The Ksuva wasn't yet an obligation to pay her, so where's the Ksuva sitting by the husband? And Nechassim HaNechnosin V'Hayyitzin Ima Becheskas Yoshe'ov. Yoshe'ov does not mean her family, but from her father's side of her family, because that's who Yashin, her brothers and everything else.
Do you have this Mishnah? Would you be able to learn this case and work out what to do from the previous Mishnah?
Love that, because it's the Gemara. Lashi. Rishbam. Nafla Ma'ezal Ishtavein Labon, the men have no children. Because the children's nothing to talk about, because the child Yashin got us. Yoshe Abal Aviv Ayachiv Aybonim Ishachez, or even children of the wife. Isha Meisad is showing the only Yosha Isha Klo. She has nothing. Bechol Nechasen. Every all the state. Why she had a Baal Mes Achim the husband. You know she predeceased the husband. The Yosha Isha Kreid Meis and he Yashes his wife. Yosha Isha Kreid Veha Mimishbachas Aviv Achim. He came afterwards. Makes it. He died. Yosha the Bechol Nechasen. Yash and everything. Nichtet Tzoyim Barzel Vehi the Danya. That's the Nadin Dan Holodlei that she brings Nichtet of Ksuva to record in Ksuva. Umana Masayim VeTaisa VeNichsim Aluk Shalom. These are all these three different things. Shammai says, "Yach leiku why mamud al safiku." We asked before she bumped the chayla. Daksula poly b'sham lachshav. There's two opinions. It doesn't belong in Yichset Baz. Gemish doesn't mention it. Something more later. B'sham yach leiku. So the part of shad is all three of them is yach leiku. However, there's another mafodish that learns. I'm just showing you learning the Gemara in the Yevamos that when it comes to ksuva b'sham as moed on yach leiku. Why is he yach leiku? Still sitting with the husband. Why should the wife get anything? But it's the other two. Yichset Tzoyim Barzel. That's right, Mordekama. It's only the other ones that she, the prophet that she brought in. Beisil lem nechassim beches kassim. My father beches kismi. Beisil says that the chassim remain in the chazaka. Who's chazaka? The Gemara father beches kismi. He chalav the kamekai alharigot. Beksuva beches kiyoshe baal. Beksuva is the ches kiyoshe baal because the husband didn't have to give it to her yet. So therefore it remains with them. Behani nechassim dikamri beisil. What when he says the chassim beches kassim, which chassim is he referring to? Is hein nichsei tzoyim barzel. We're talking about nichsei barzel. Shachnisam bebeis aviyah. She brought into the marriage of her father. Veshamam beksuvasa. Then you worked out the value. Vachrayusam olav. And the husband is totally responsible if it devalues or increases. He's responsible to make sure it maintains that value. In pichasu pichsalay. There's a loss. It's his. V'im ha'isidu ha'isidalay. There's an increase. It's his. Veksuva beches kaziyashi abal. And the ksuva becheskes yeshebal mono masayim v'toyosefes shem mamon habal ro nosin lo. This is my the husband ozer hichav besafik lo teitzi edem becheskes habal becheskes yoshim. Why should you take it out? The chassim hanichnasim hayetzim. What the chassim we're talking about here? This is called nichsei meloig shenoflo beisav ve'ein achriyus. He's not responsible. He's becheskes yeshav shem aviha baula from her father. So we're talking about her family.
So meloig meaning the husband takes from it the
paytas. for having incentive to work on it.
That gives him the achrayus to work on it.
Yeah. So the Gemara, b'chesk is me. Yeah, but so he says here that the nechassim is b'chesk kasan. So we're talking about nechassim b'azim. So who's chazaka? Remember, the wife is the one who brings it into the marriage. So she's the marakama. Well, cheskasa, because the husband sort of owns it right now, because he just takes, they quantify a price, $200, and he owes another $200. So it's like, the field is, who's cheskasa? Rabbi Yechon, Amar Yechon says, the chesk is Yeshe Baal. The chazak of the Yeshe Baal, because it belongs to him, not the field. Rabbi Lozor, the chesk Yeshe Isha. She brought into the marriage, it says chazak. Rishbam, the chesk is... Nothing. The question is who Yashin, who owned, who's the last owner?
But he's saying that he's the owner of the land, but he owes her something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he would owe. No. You have nothing. Because if she died first, then he Yashins everything.
He can't.
He Yashins her. He Yashins also the money that he owes her for the land. That's Shiloh, who died first. Right? No, that's Bishamah compromise. But still doesn't hold a compromise. But still says, when it comes to the term, Barzel Beches Kosan. I mean, you leave it completely. So if you learn it goes to the husband because he owns it now, then he owes nothing to her. What do you mean? No, what do you
mean? We
believe. Why we give it to him? Because we believe that what happened was she died first and he died after, and therefore he's entitled to keep it. So therefore he owes nothing. There's no suffix, it's a vaday. So Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Cheska, he's talking about Rabbi Cheska, the Chosin, 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 he had all and basically she brought from the family's house or the cheska shebal. She appears the love. You must see the love. Yochel the meichel. The husband can even settle. His mom is like a balabase. Hilchach loy dummy le nichsim
meloy. You still bought it.
Why the old days you can't do it anymore?
People used to do it. A lot of these houses in all the suburbs.
If the bank won't lend you the money if you don't.
No, what's that lend you the money? The vendor lends you the money. So. You still owe the money also. It's the same thing. The husband owes the money for this.
Okay.
So basically, they ask for a long settlement. That's what
exactly.
Oh, but they can move in, maybe.
Yeah, no. You can get possession. You pay the rates. You get possession and everything. That's what's called a terms contract.
Okay. Back to the Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Shimon Kapora, Amar Yachleku. Now, why do you actually divide? That when it comes to Barzel, the Cheskos means we divide. What do you mean divide? Yachleku. That what the children of the husband say that we belong on everything. Children, why do we own everything? They both are equally murzik. The perish is he hanhol b'zvil. If you want to go back, she's the one who brought it into the marriage, so therefore she's a murzik. She has the cheskas morakama. V'hava hu metoy shekibul achrayit. On the other hand, now mekabul achrayit. He misalat is kan he koinav and can mind his. So the chayda, so they just back up. Part learns that when it says beches kasan means yachleiku. Heidi can be still the chos beches kasan. Heidi beches kishnein v'yachleiku means beches kishnein and you divide. So three opinions what it means. So the one that's a lot. What a mission. Next mission. Okay, so we had the case of the husband and the wife. We had the case of a father and a son. Now we have the case of a nafal abayis all over alimay, a mother and a son. A mother and a son. Let's do Rosh Bam here. Nafal habayis al avalima kigoyin she nafal habayis al rochel eishes Yaakov ba'al menusa. She was a widow, right? So Yaakov was no longer alive. So the house collapsed on Rochel ba'al Yosef b'no and Yosef her son. She had no other children me Yaakov. V'lahoyela oid ben me Yaakov. She Rochel had no other children me Yaakov. But Yosef had brothers who from a common father from Yaakov. V'loy meish acha. She had no other children. She achshav tainer sayin shavayis. The tainas are identical. She yorshe ha'aim, her yorshim, remember, both died now. So her yorshim now, her brother, father, whatever is alive from her side, the family, going up, chelm, avia, oimim, haben, mesish, the son died first. Therefore, the son never yashin our sister. And then our sister died, so we yashin our sister. We want a yashin in her estate. However, Yoshe Haben, who are the Yoshe Haben? Half brothers from Yosef. Reuven ben Yaakov, Malaya. Not the same mother, different father. Same father. Toin Tain is Kolan the Chosin. But Oimen, he Tain is Rachel Mesa, Rachel died first. So not only do we yashin Yosef, but also we yashin everything from Rachel. So Yosef yashin his mother, the Achigach Mesu, then he died. We should yashin all the Nechosim. So what do we do now? What happened in this case? Says the given back to Mishnah.
So in other words, any assets that she would have brought into the marriage with Yaakov, that's what we resolve now as to what happens to that. Because either she got paid out the term, either she got paid out the original value of the money that the property's worth.
She didn't get paid nothing.
Oh,
husband died a long time ago.
So
she has whatever she has.
So any asset that she bought into that marriage,
she already got back.
She got money from two bows.
Now they're both equal. The mother and the son are both equal, and both have equal tightness. There's no one has a mukhzi more than the other. We'll see in a minute.
He's dead. He died before.
Yeah. So she's an almana. So nafal abayis all over alimay. Elu ve'elu moedin. That means side of b'shamis. Side of b'shamis. Moedin sheyach leku. In this case, you divide because nobody has a tiny greater than the other person. Roshbam. Elu ve'elu moedin sheyach leku. The shneim boy mekar tiny Yerusha. They both come the exact same tiny nechosim. Both are yorshim. There's not a case here of one person saying, you know, that I had it. I brought it like the woman before. The woman brought it into the marriage, so she tiny is. I'm the moed. You know, give it back to me. So her time is not coming out of Yerusha, her time is coming, it's mine. It was mine before, and now you don't know what happened, so give it to me. Here, they're both coming with time as Yiddish. Nobody is a stronger time than the other one. Either the siblings of the son, or the siblings of the mother. Both are coming with in Yerusha. So no one has a time more than another. She had the mother got them back. Because she was a widow, well, I don't mean love for the bias. All about love is different than the case of if a house falls on a son and a father. The hashem zeb b'mekayich kedusha zeb b'tainish ta'choiv. In the first mishnah we learned 2 days ago, we were talking about here where one of them came in. Sorry, yesterday, one of them came in. You know, the children said that the father died first. Our brother Yashin, then we took it from our brother. The Baal Chayv says no, that the son died first, and therefore it went to the father, and therefore the father's estate now. I'm a Baal Chayv, and I thought I have a shibud on the property before. So they're coming. Told you the time. You're coming Yiddish. You're coming with a shtar. Totally different case altogether. Not two equal times. In the next Mishnah, we just learned again. Nafla bais olav alishta him and his wife. Yes, from the chasim who's the ben baila. There was some the chasim that the husband always had, like the money paying for the ksuvah. It was always the husband's. But yes, from the chasim chazeg yishon from the was always the wife's beches kazavia. So therefore, they're talking about whose was it right before they died, the wife or the husband's. Okay, so it's different tainus.
So this is the Rambam actually answers what's the difference between.
Yeah, as you explained.
Now he explains the differences and the second mission.
Exactly. Abul Hach, in this mission here, kolan nechasim huchzik b'hen. There's no question that it belonged to the woman. V'kanasan la'acham is baila, she was cutting after the husband died. V'ava kach baila was chusim b'hen, the husband's gone. The kibush is named by the cheskes Yerusha. So now what? The siblings of the son,
and his
son's siblings are both coming with the same tainah. The tovei kolech kol chosim havi suffik v'suffik. The cholkim we divide that. Here, therefore, lo mesuk melke going. The only way we can learn this pshat here is only shalei nishal Rachel shum zera. Rachel had no children left. If Rachel had a son, that son automatically yashes 50%, regardless of who died first, whether it was his mother, yashes his mother, whether it was his brother. Because he yashins. Ishem l'oid ben, gesher shnei bani l'rochel, Yosef miYakov, u'binyamin b'nam ishachel, she had binyamin for another man, right? So she had another son binyamin. So this binyamin will not yashin Yosef at all, because it's for another man. But this binyamin will definitely yashin his mother. So 50% of Rochel is his. He becomes a vadai. He vadai has a chelik of his mother. And he's tining that my brother Yosef died first, so therefore he never yashin anything of my mother. I'm going to yashin 100% of my mother. They're going to say, no, maybe your mother died first, and therefore Yitzchak had 50%. We want that 50%. So he's a vadai because he has 50% of his mother anyway. They have no shaykhs to the mother.
That's the
classic Shnei Merchim Batalos. That's the Tosis on Shnei Merchim. That's the bottom of the page. He asks how this is different. Something about it. So he says, if you had another Mishachar, Shehu Achei Yitzchak Mi'imai, V'ruven Ben Yaakov Malei Oimer, so Reuven, the half-brother from... Other half brother from Yosef Taina is Rachel Meisach Rachel at first, and therefore our brother Yashin give it to us. The Yodas Yosef Chatzin Chasev Ato Chatzin. You have half, and Yosef got just half, and now we want to get Yosef's share. The Yachar Me Yosef, the Yerashi Chelkoi. That's what Reuven Taina is. Comes Lomi Yom says no, like Yosef Metzchila Yosef at first. And my mother, nothing goes wrong. I'll get 100%. Hicha, like I may see me, the Yerashi called the Chasi, I'll Zeus the Chasi, and that's the case. And therefore, to me, that's different than our Mishnah. Could that Binyamin, because he's Buchzik at 50%, gives him also the title to the other 50%. He becomes a Vadai to other. In fact, he says, Azoish Nishalti Marabaisa Shebelusi, wherever that is. The true. It's called Lusi, Alsace Lorraine. Okay. The Chuvoisai Lahem Beseifa Pedic. He says, my Rebbe's asked me the question. It's interesting. He didn't say, I asked my Rebbe's. My Rebbe's wrote me a letter and asked me a question, and I gave them a tshuva on it. So obviously, the Rashbam was not a Mapukin. It was asked me. They asked me. And the tshuva isai lahem. My answer was to them, the save a pedic, trufas b'chunas. But the bottom line is, I say, she'ain l'ruven kankulim, Reuven gets nothing, b'shul ha'vi binyamin yoydesh vadai b'mixis, binyamin is entitled to this part, Reuven sofiv, ain't sofiv meitzim ade vadai, she'kom mokum she'shnayim boim b'koy chedusha. The yoydin, okay, let's stop here, it was a long enough bomb, but we get the gist. Let's go back to the Mishnah, it's getting late. It's pretty good. Amal ben Azai says, Amal ben Azai says, Moidani bazur, he uses the lashon Moidani, because that's the lashon that they say is moedin, but he meant, he says, I maintain the rage. I believe that Beis Hillel Shammai are arguing even in this case over here. Rashbam, except for the Rashbam special Mishnah. Amal ben Azai al elu chalukim on the mitzdaidin on the previous machlekes that bothers no end to see two yidden fighting. Bothers no end. Even with the equanimity, you want to make him argue as well? And what's Ben Azai doing himself? He's arguing. It bothers him that the people argue, and now he's arguing himself. That's a fateful, that's a fatal trap that everybody always falls into. Rashbam. I'm going to give him 4 lines above the Gemara. Why put this in? He says, in general. And he's doing the same thing. I'm going to give Moedani Bazu 4 lines above the word Gemara. So the Nokatana Kama Lisha, the Moedi, I'm using Moedi, claim of Ani Moedi, the Chayle Kalacha, I argue the Divri, Basil, Namim, and Hokan, the Chosim, the Cheskosim, the Chosim remain the Chazok, the Gemara Fadish, the Cheskos me, the time and Namim Fadish. I'm going to be Nazi Achaluki, and the Besham, Basil, the Lil, on the Mr. Aidin, Ashla Hushla Das Achas, why they didn't agree, whether it's Dafka, that one Machlek is generally, it's hard to know. But after Bosalach, the Mechelki, Besham, Basil, the Meshach, the Meshach, the same. Back to Gemara. What did Abba Kiva mean when he says, I think that they're still arguing and Beis Hillel holds Becheskos? So Becheskos mean, in this case, the mother and the son. Who is the Chazoke? Who is the Muchzik? Rabbi Eila Omar, Rabbi Eila says, we have Machlekes now, so we achieve nothing. Rabbi Eila says, Becheskos, Yoshe Aim, the Chazoke Yoshe Aim, we'll soon see why. What do you call it? Because till she died, she owned all the entire estate, so she is the Mora Kama. Rabbi Zeidama Becheskes Yoshe Ben. Rabbi Zeidama said Becheskes Yoshe Ben. Why? Since when the father died, the son was the closest relative to the mother. If the mother ever passes away, who would yashin the mother? The son, not the husband. So therefore, if it's a suffix, who yashin who? We'll assume that the son yashin the mother. He has a chazaka. Okay. Kisalik Rabbi Zeidah. When this is Abzeda, this is what he maintained when he was in the bubble that the son should yashin. Kisalik Rabbi Zeidah. When Abzeda went to Israel. Suddenly he changed his mind and come.
He forgot all his anyway.
That's exactly. He wanted, and look at it. Come, Beshitas Rabbeila. He changed his mind and agreed with Rabbeila. He agreed with Rabbeila. We're not going to the next little piece of the Gemara. Omar Abzeda. Abzeda said, why did I change my mind? I became smarter. Shmamina Avira de Erez Yisrael Machkim. This is the only Gemara where it says that. So if you ever want to know where it says Erez Yisrael, Avira Yisrael Machkim, become smart. It's about Basa Kufnu Ches on the base. No rabbi here. Rabbeila.
Nah, but come rabbi.
No. I tell you, we're not great at it. There's no rabbi here, as Rabbi Rashbam says. She's first because when her husband died, everything went back to her. Who is her? All the siblings, everything else, her shavit. She goes back to her shavit. Therefore, they have muchzik. That's what Rashbam. After the husband died, it's hers. She belongs to the shevet of her father. Anything she gets afterwards, it's hers, which means by extension, it belongs to her shevet of her father. She's in the heart of the tribe of her father. Don't tell me she's part of the shevet of her father, because if she would have died, her son, and the son wouldn't have died, who would have yashed her? Not her shevet, but her son. Skip that. See, he says, when I went to Israel, I realized, Lot says, I have to change my original mind. This is what happens at Israel. You should learn Daf Yemi at this role and learn here and see where you were for Slenta Besser or Maim Achsidis.
It's interesting. That for instance, in Duchim,
only Shabbos, yeah.
It
came from Ariza, and Ariza was a member of Israel.
What? To say what?
It's a Duchim only once a week, whatever it is.
It's from Ariza?
Yeah. Say the name of Arizal. Arizal writes, you know. Yeah. Sfardim around the world do it every day. Around the world. Sorry? Sfardim around the world do it every day. I don't know if every Sfardim community, but. Yeah, but no singing. Nobody sings. In that Yisrael, Yom Tov Duchening is also a non event. Everything's a non event. What? No, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Very interesting piece of Gemara. Rabbi Simloi says, Ada, that we now realize, Ada Amra, this from here we learn now, Ben Azai was a Talmud Chavir of Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azai was not a, started out being a Talmud, but he became a friend of Rabbi Akiva. Look how he talks to him. The Kamala Shabasa. He doesn't say that my rabbi, that, you know, with the third person. He says, you came directly. Rashbam. No, Talmud Chavir, Pshitul on the Mitchilay Talmud. We have no doubt Chatzil was a Talmud. Now we say, Lubasayfa Yechavir's friend, the Kamala Shabasa. The Jew became his father later. He had a very intimate relationship. Lekama Shabar Rabbeinu. But look at Rabbeinu Geshem, interesting. Right here, Rabbeinu Geshem. Shema Minah parallel to this. The Ben Azai Talmud Chavir Hashem Rabbi Kiva. Says Rabbeinu Geshem. That's why he didn't give so much covet. In fact, he called him Korcha, you baldy. Another Gemara we had. Look at this. It doesn't say that anywhere. That Ben Azai actually learned, not by Rabbi Kivi, he learned by Rabbi Lezer HaGadol. He must have been a lot older than we thought he was.
So he was on the power.
Well, the Fi Ben Azai Bachar, he was the youngest guy in the yeshiva. I'm married, and he's the youngest. The Gemara says, if you're married by 20, whatever, it's 18, 22. The Lahoya Yochel Lizba Svarak Rabbi Akiva, but Talmud, he wasn't, at that stage, he was not able to give Svaras to the Gemara like Rabbi Akiva. The Goma Gemara, so he learned everything for the Blood and Rokinus. Then the Hodder Holo Benazil from Rabbi Akiva, Lahazba Svarak. Then Rabbi Akiva to get the Svarak. But he got his basis of learning. We had the same thing about the Meir, if he learned Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva. Remember, you have two opinions in the Gemara, whether he learned his basis for Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva gave him Svarak or Faket. Yeah. He's the one who was married for a couple of months to Rabbi Kiva's daughter. Her daughter said to his wife, I'm greater than you actually. I gave up my you just gave up 24 years. I gave up my whole life. Back to the Gemara, when our clicks, we actually got married. Second invite, Sholchu Mitam Yosef in Israel, the following cryptic message. Ben a son, Shalova Benixayaviv, a son that borrowed money and he gave an asset, a property of his father that he knew one day he'll yashin. So he gave it as an asset to the lender. The chayav of the father's alive. The mez benoy. It sounds like that this borrower, the son, died. The father died. Benoy, this son, the one who borrowed money, takes away from the kuchas the property. What property take away? He owes money and he's taking the. But he didn't pay yet. And this is a very difficult halacha din mamas. Anyone has no idea what's going on here. Freddy Gemara, loiva my mapping. If he's a borrower, he gives. He doesn't take. So what are you taking? Who sold anything? So what's pshat here? We'll see tomorrow what pshat is.